Okay, we are picking up from the Mishnah on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. I think it's 13 lines in from the Amud, the top of the Amud. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilo Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So now the Mishnah is discussing the Nazir when he's finishing up his Nazirus. So the Mishnah tells us Tiglachas HaTahara Ketzer. How would he do the Tiglachas HaTahara? Right, when he finishes the Nazir's Chayev to bring three korbanos. As we mentioned this several times, you have an Ola, Shlamim, and a Chatas. So the question is, what's the order? Haya, maybe Gimel Behemos, Chatas, Ola, Vishlamim. So you have three animals, a Chatas, an Ola, and a Shlamim. Veshochet et Ashlamim. He shechs the Shlamim first, the Megaleach Alem, and then he shaves his head for that korban. That the Torah tells us that you have to bring these three, and the opinion over here is that specifically after bringing the shlamim, that is when you shech. That is when afterwards he's allowed to shave his head. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lo haya megaleach ela alachatas. So no, he would only shave his head after the shlamim, only after the chatas. Shachatas kodemas bechol makom. Because as the Rush points out, the Gemara learns this out from Sukkim in the Gemara tells us over there that there's a halacha that the halacha of chatas always comes first. So this is no different, says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells us that this should be no different. So that's the shaylov here. That's the question of why would you say the otherwise? So the Gemara is going to explain because it says v'shachtu pesach al moed. So since it's going to say v'shachtu pesach al moed and you're megaleach al shlamim, then I would have thought that the shlamim should come first. That's why the Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. So now the Mishnah continues. V'im gilach alachas mishlosh tan yatsa. So that's l'kulei alma now, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer would both agree, Rabbi Eliezer rather, they would both agree that their machlokas is only a din lechatchila. But b'di evid, everybody agrees that you would be yotze if one shaves his head after bringing, let's say you did it after the ola, which everybody agrees shouldn't be first. So that would be yotze. Shachat always like to quote the Rashba, I believe, that says that what is Bal Tigra? Bal Tigra is a very interesting thing because Isra Dereis of Bal Tigra to minimize the mitzvah. So Lechora, many times when I don't do, if I just don't do the mitzvah, Lechora, I haven't necessarily done Bal Tigra. If I have, let's say, two parshas of tefillin, who's to say that I even did Bal Tigra? I didn't make the mitzvah of tefillin. So maybe if I have in mind, that's how everyone says I have in mind to do the mitzvah Dereis, so specifically where I wasn't doing it, that might be Bal Tigra. But the Rashba gives a whole different gather of what is the Isra Dereis of Bal Tigra. And I always like to quote this when you have what's called a lechad chila deraisa, that where there is a halacha that should be done lechad chila, and that din is deraisa, as we're going to dorish from Sukkim over here, whether the chatas or the shlamim comes first. So if you do it on purpose in a b'dievet fashion, that would be the iser deraisa of Baltigra. I think that the example that the Rashba was discussing is, let's say, we say that if you do one matana, when it was chayev shtei matana shenarba, if you only did one, you only sprinkled it on one side of the mizbeach instead of twice. So I think even when there's four, we assume that one is going to be good enough. It's a machlokas b'sham v'yisilo. But if you do even one, you're yotze. So if you did it on purpose, you're just lazy, you did one, that the Rashba says you're over the iser deraisa of Bal Tigra. That you've done something in a b'di'evid fashion, you have done something in a b'di'evid fashion. I once wanted to tell Rav Shechter, he smiled. I don't think he actually held to this. But Lameisa, many understand that based on the Rambam, that Kriyat Shema Kevasikin is a Lechad Chila Doreis also. That really, the Iker time of Kumecha is going to be when at Netzachama. So that might be, that's a Shaila Bechlal. If it's meaning many hold, the Tosos hold, that doing Kriyat Shema Kevasikin for Kriyat Shema purposes is actually B'dievet. The Iker time is not at Netzachama, but they just wanted to be makdim to do it right before Netz because of the chashivas they had for Shmoneh Esrei. But based on the Rambam, it's bindiyak, the Rambam holds, it seems to be a fairish like this in the Mishnah about the going to be tovel in the mikvah, that there's a kiyum for Kriyat Shema as well. So Shechter once wanted to explain that might even be a lechad chila d'oraisa, not just a din d'rabanan, but part of the lechad chila d'oraisa to say Kriyat Shema. So I asked Rav Shechter, he smiled. I don't know if he didn't give an answer to this, but I thought it was a good taina, that based on his Rashba's geder, so shouldn't we say anybody who wakes up after Netz and says Kriyat Shema is going to be Bal Tigra because you're doing it after? So I don't know. He didn't answer me. I thought that was a good question. But anyway, so back to over here. So that's the halacha that you're yotze b'dievet. So it says the Mishnah Vayter, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Havi Gimel Behemos Velo Pirish. If a Nazir brought the three animals but didn't specify them, meaning each one Generally, this is the Rush points this out, is that Alpha, I'll read it inside. Alpha gav the kol karbanot sibor, the kol karbanot tzarech sheikra lehem abayi l'mshem. You have to, in general, you have to designate, this is going to be from Ayola. This is for achatas that I have to bring. And you don't designate, you're not yotzei. However, over here, if you just say, elul nizirasi, in the lesson of the Rush, if you just say, this is, Reuven says, this is for my nizirus, so that's ki'ilu that you said it's shashem on kol echad ve'echad. Why? Because the Rush points out that kispa is in a ra'ua only for achatas. So if it's only roi for achatas, clearly if you designated a kispa, then it's only going to be for achatas. And same thing by a keves can only be done for an ola and an aisle for the shlamim. So since you designated those three animals, and it can only be those three animals used for each specific role, Tahina, let's say the aisle is the only thing you could use for a shlamim. So obviously it says if as mefarshim, and that's why the Mishnah tells you that your yotzei, even if you didn't officially kore l'shem. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to analyze Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that you should specifically doing the tiklachas atara after the shlamim is brought. Tana Rabbanu, we learn in a brisa, v'gila chanazir pesach ol moed, that the nazir should shave at the entrance to ol moed, bishlamim akasu medaber. This is a reference to shlamim, and teaches us that he shaves after bringing the korban shlamim, shenemar u'shachato pesach ol moed. Because the pasuk says regarding shlamim that he should shech the shlamim in the entrance to the ol moed, which is the same lashon that we have over here, pesach ol moed. So that's clearly referring to a shlamim. That's how Rabbi Yehuda is going to be dorish this, and therefore it's teaching you that when a nazir is shaving his head, pesach ol moed, it's not to be understood as describing the location of where he's doing the tiglachas, but rather it's telling us when he should do the tiglachas, meaning after he has brought the shlamim. So says the Braisa, maybe ata omer bishlamim kasa medaber, o eno ela pesach ol mamish. No, maybe just what I just, that hanacha that we just made, that's a wrong assumption. That the pasuk should be understood, not like we just said, and should be understood in the literal understanding, that shaving the head of the nazir should be done in the location of the ohel moed, in the entrance to the ohel moed. So says Gemara, if that's the case, amarta imkein derech bezayanu. But if that's the case, that would be something which is a derech bezayon. It's not kavadik. It's something which is an embarrassing behavior to the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it can't mean that he should be shaving his head Pesach Ol Moed in such a kadosh place in that area of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yoshia says it's not necessary to say that it's usher to shave the head at the Pesach Ol Moed, because Rabbi Yoshi's understanding that the Tanakhama was just willing to say that the whole pasuk should be understood differently based on the assumption that it's not proper to shave someone's head at the Ol Moed. But so that's not necessarily enough, says Rabbi Yoshia, to say that that should be the only reason we can understand the pasuk differently. So therefore, Rabbi Yoshia is trying to find an actual pasuk which tells us that way. So Hari Amra Torah Lo Saleh B'Malas B'Bichad. There has to be a source for this. So there is, he says, the Torah tells you right after, I believe it's right after the in Parshas Yisro, right after we have the din of the Saras Debros, the very last Aliyah over there. We read Lo Saleh B'Malas B'Bichad Lo Segalat Ervas Chalav. That you shouldn't go up the Mizbeach on stairs. It has to be only a ramp. Because going on the stairs is less tzanua for the Kohen. Even though the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen rather, they had a Michnasayim, they had, and the Kohen Gadol, both of them, that they were like a type of underwear, a type of garment that was under their, which was not actually exposing the era, but still to avoid even the little amount of disrespect that would be by having stairs, the Torah tells you should use a ramp. So kavachomer le derech b'zayon. So then we can learn from there that certainly with regards to a nazir, a kavachomer could be made that you should not be doing it. Because when it comes to the kohen doing his avoda, so that is actually, he's doing avoda Hashem. So I would have thought, okay, nishkafelach, that's the worst thing in the world if he's going to be malos with stairs. So it's not the worst thing in the world. So, but if the Torah goes out of its way to say even that's usher, then kavachomer when it comes to shaving the nazir's head, which is something which is derech b'zayon, you're gonna like go shave your head in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's only a personal chiyuv, it's not a chovas hatzibur which he's doing for the klal. So therefore, I would say kavachomer should not be done in the ohel moed. I once heard just a very nice vort on why is it. And b'derech machshava, why is it that the Torah makes the point of that it should be a ramp? Besides, obviously, the pasuk of beferish, because right, the hemshech of the pasuk says lo segal ervas chalav. But derech machshava, I just heard once a beautiful idea, is that the Torah is giving you an extremely crucial message in our avodas Hashem. And a lot of times, people like to be complacent with where they are in their Yiddishkeit. They like to say, "Okay, I'm in a really good place, I'm learning well, and I'm very happy. I just want to stay where I am." The Torah is telling you that Avodas Hashem is a ramp. The Ikar Avodas Hashem is always a ramp. You're either going up or you're going down. If you're not trying to improve yourself, that already is the direction, Chas V'Shalom, of going backwards, of going behind, and you're already on your way down. It's not just to maintain where you are, but always a person is always supposed to be growing. A person always is trying to be growing in his Yiddishkeit. You always have to be trying to do more. Always adding to your limud. You're always trying to add to your davening. How can I improve my davening? And not just the same thing day in and day out, which obviously isn't crucial to have the same routine, but to try to improve that same routine. Try to make more time for learning. Try to have better davening. Try to do more chesed, whatever it can be. Always on the way up, because if you're just complacent, then a chas v'shalom, that's already, person is going to be going downward. That's, I think, it's a very nice idea. This is a fascinating hemshech of the Gemara over here, because it's like, I don't remember anything like other lashon like this. It's clearly an addition that was added by whoever, which Talmud it was, and the Gra takes it out completely, but we have it here, so we're just going to read it. It's just Nusach Acher B'Midrash Rabba Parshas Nasa. That's clearly not the lashon of the Gemara saying that, but that's what, and they even quote Daf Reish Rabbeis, which is not where we have it. But either way, Vigila Chanazir, the pasuk says Vigila Chanazir, Nazir should shave his head at the entrance to Ohel Moed. Rabbi Yosha Omer B'Shlamim Akasu Medaber. Rabbi Yosha says it's referring to a shlamim, and teaches us that he shaves only after bringing the shlamim. Oh, Eina, and the same writer we had over there, maybe it's talking about a chata, simkach, amra Torah, lo salem, mizbechos, mizbechi, kavachomer, ledavar, shelo yigalech, pesach, and then it would have a kavachomer from not walking up on stairs to then, if that's derech pesayim, that's not appropriate, then kavachomer, it's not going to be appropriate that the Nazir should be shaving his head, ela bishlamim, hakasuv, midaber. So in this nusach acher, Rabbi Yoshia is not a second shita, rather, it's Rabbi Yoshia who's just understanding that we cannot possibly understand this pasuk in its literal sense, that this is the location for where the Nazir should be shaving, because that is something which is inappropriate, and here it's just one shita quoting it. That's the Nusach Acher over here. Now continuing in the Brisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yitzchak says it's not necessary to learn from over here that he didn't shave at the Ohel Moed because it's disrespectful. Harei Omer V'laka Chasar Rosh Nizro V'Nasan Ala Ish. The Pasuk says, right, V'gilach Nazir Pesach Ohel Moed, reading the whole Pasuk inside, as Rosh Nizro V'laka Chasar Rosh Nizro V'Nasan Ala Ish Shetacha Zevach Hashlamin. That the Nazir should shave his head at the entrance of the Ohel Moed, and he should take the hair of the Nazir and place it on the fire that is beneath the korban of the shlam, the fire of the shlamim. So this pasuk is teaching us that a Nazir is required to have his hair thrown on the fire that is beneath the pot in which the meat of the shlamim is cooked. So that refers to something which is only requires taking and putting it on the fire, yatzezeh. So that would be, if you have the Ohel Moed, that it would be mechusar lekicha above nesina. You have to bring it from the Ohel Moed to the place where you're burning it. And therefore the pasuk could have been said that the Nazir should just shave his head at Pesach Ohel Moed and place the hair there. And the fact that it says, v'lakacha sar rosh nizro, before you should be placing it there, this is teaching us that after shaving his head, all that the Nazir would be required to do is just take that hair and put it on the fire. So therefore, we learn from over here that the shaving must lechachila be taking place in the same location where the shlamim is going to be cooked, so that there would not be a lekicha hava in the sina required. So therefore, we see from over there that it couldn't be that it was by the Ohel Moed, because that would not be the same place. That was far away from the entrance to that point where the lishkas and nazirim were, where they would be burning it. That was in a different point. So therefore, it could not be that that we could understand it like that. Ika de Armi. So some quote Rabbi Yitzchak being a little bit different. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer b'shlamim akasu medaber, that the pasuk is actually referring to the shlamim korban and teaches us that the nazir shaves after the korban shlamim. And Rabbi Yitzchak has his own kash and his own shita. Ata Omer b'shlamim akasu medaber inel pasuk omoy mamish. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak has to say Talmud Lomar. Maybe you could say that it's the actual location. The question we've been asking already a few times. Talmud Lomar v'lakach etzar rosh nizra, that he should take the hair of his nazir's head, which implies that makom shehayam mevashal sham hayam megaleach, the place where he cooked the shlamim, he did not shave his head. So this version of Yitzchak's statement is following the thing that we just had in the previous anacha, by including that the extra lashon of v'nasan sa'aro, this is that teaching us that after shaving, the nazir should be able to take the hair and place it in the fire without having to, as we saw before, lekichava unesina, bringing it as well to a different place. That would be Rabbi Yitzchak's answer, very similar to what we had before. So says the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara now is going to say, Abachanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Ohel Moed. The pasuk says that a nazir should shave at the entrance of Ohel Moed, of the Beis HaMikdash, or Mishkan at that time. Kol Zman She'ein Pesach Ohel Moed Pasuach Eina Megaleach. Wherever the door of the Chol HaMoed does not open, the Nezer may not shave his head. So the word Pesach over here is literally the opening. But let's just understanding that the Nezer is not going to be, when the Lashon is Begilach HaNezer, Pesach, literally, Pesach HaMoed, literally means the entrance. But here's saying more than just the entrance, that are telling us that it's only permitted to shave his head while the actual Pesach is open. And that would be only during the daytime when the doors were open, right? In the Ilah Sha'ar, and they would close the gates later in the day, so therefore it has to be before that time. So Rabbi Lezer is agreeing that the Pesach is not to be understood Kipshuto, and he's just saying that it has a different drasha to teach you that it has to be open. So it says the Gemara, right? Rabbi Shimon Tzuri Omer V'gila Chanazir Pesach Al Moed V'lo Nizira. He has a different drasha. He says that, what does it say? Hanazir. Nazir Iloshan Zachar. It's telling you specifically a male, and only male shaves his head there, but not a female. That's what Rabbi Shimon Tzuri says. Shema Yizgarabu Purche Kehuna. The young Kohanim are going to be looking at her and going to have improper thoughts. So therefore, it should not be done there. So the Machlokas has shown him, what happened, is a Nazir not supposed to do it at all, or is she supposed to do it somewhere else? So Tosos over here, below Nazira, Tosos is pretty clear. Tosos assume that when it comes to a Nazira, she should be doing it somewhere else, somewhere private, which is going to be not in a public place, so therefore she'll be Tzanua. And that's Tosos' opinion. However, the Rush disagrees. The Rush understands that Rav Shimon Tzuri is understanding that there is no shaving for a Nazira, for a female Nazir. She's excluded from this pasuk, and she does not have to shave her head at all. That is Rav Shimon Shizuri's shita. And the Gemara says, "Amar lo l'dvaracha soto tuchech." Wait a second. When it comes to a soto, we're not concerned that young kohanim are going to be gazing at her when her head is open. Right? We remove her head. That's actually the source that we have the hair covering. The pasuk is a dindareisa to cover her hair, because from there we take it off to the mevazer her. Up until that point, the Gemara learns out that should be. That's where we learn that should be chiyev to keep her hair covered. So Dichsibba Vehemida Lifne Hashem, the Pasuk says, regarding a sota, the Kohen should place it before Hashem and cover the woman's head. So that's referring to a sota. If again, who is a sota, by the way? This woman is who is suspected of being an adulterous wife, and her husband warned her she not to be to seclude herself with this person, and she didn't listen, and there was Aiden that taught her. Maybe the first warning had two, and then the second one, okay, to Shaila, we'll get to it, Me'ez Hashem, we're going to be soon, Pesach HaSota, before Pesach already. But there, the whole point of the Sota, that case where we're exposing her head, we are not afraid that the Kohanim are going to have improper thoughts while looking at her, or even just looking at herself, if she's an Eish HaSish, that's Pashad, then an Isra Daraisa. We said every day, twice, Kriyat Shema, that is a din that a person is not allowed to be in Isra Daraisa, to be gazing at a woman who's married, for sure, is under the Isra Daraisa. Any other one, Nida might be potentially whatever, but definitely someone who's an Eish HaSish, which definitely is the Sota, and Nazir would depend. By the way, here we're talking about a sota. We're not concerned. So the Gemara answers: Amalan zo kocheles uposekes. That when it comes to Nazira, she is she's dressing herself. She's putting on makeup, right? Different nice things. Literally, it's like eyeshadow, makeup. Vizu eno kocheles uposekes. As opposed to sota, we dafka want her to be minaval her. We want her to look unattractive because that's one of the ways we try to get her to confess. It's part of the things that we do is make her look terrible. We want her to confess to violating this iser. So therefore, it's not as provocative to the kohanim there, as opposed to a nazira who is dressing very nicely. We are afraid that they're going to be staring at her. We just I see the aura over here is that even in the holiest place, in the makom hamikdash, we're still afraid for tznius. So kol shekhen in a base knesset and other places, we should try to be machmir that it's not possible to have the histaklus from one to another. That's a whole shayla. I'm not getting into whole machitza in you right now, but just in general, every place we are, that there is a concept of tznius, and it's not appropriate that men should be staring at other women. And as his wife, that's his man is dedicated for his wife, and that's it. That's the only one who should be focused on. And Rachman al-Tzun, we've seen even worse. Obviously, there's an Isra and Etmenei Obey, but even worse than that, things happen from inappropriate relationships that are, that you never know. It starts from the smallest thing. The Gemara has a lesson that the lev is a row, and then you're Mechamed and you want it. That's how it starts. So anyway, that's what we see over here. That even in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim, the Rav Shimon Shizuri is pointing out that this is a problem. So just derech mashal, we see how careful a person has to be with regards to tznius. So that next mission tells us, Yonotel sar rosh nizro mishaleach tachas adud. He would take his hair of his nazir head, and he would and you throw it on the fire beneath the pot in which the meat of the shlamim was being cooked. That's the halacha the pasuk tells you. V'gilach hanazir pesach omweid es rosh nizro v'lakach es harosh nizro v'nasin al esh asher tachas evach shlamim. That's what he would do. That's the Mishnah tells us over here. V'im gilach v'medina. However, if he shaved his head outside, Medina Riyah just refers to anywhere outside of Yerushalayim, lo yamashaleach tachas adud. He would not put his hair beneath the pot. Because the Gemara tells us that the Torah does not specify any location in which where you have to dafka shave your head. You could do it outside of Yerushalayim. However, the pasuk does mention that the place where the head the you can't have the lakicha. So if you're bringing it, the meat of the shalim was not allowed to be taken obviously outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, someone who's shaving outside of Yerushalayim, he cannot put his hair under the pot in which the shalim was cooked unless it's first brought the hair to Yerushalayim. And the Torah told you that, right? That you should, when you were taking off his hair of the Nazir, you should put it on the fire. The Gemara told us that you can't have a lakicha. You can't have the walking also. So if it was done outside Yerushalayim, obviously you'd have to walk and bring it in. And that's why you can't, that would not work. That's why you don't do that. That's why, lo ayah mishalayah tachas adud. So the Mishnah continues, b'medvar memurim b'tiglachas atara. This halacha said, only reference to tiglachas atara, to the head shaving of tara. Aval b'tiglachas satuma, when it comes to tiglachas satuma, lo ayah mishalayah tachas adud, he would not throw up beneath under the pot at all. Because in Ezra's time, he was required to shave his head on the seventh day, when he was b'tar himself. And since the Torah mentions the burning of the Nazir's hair only in connection to the Tahara process, we're assuming that the Nazir Tameh is not required to burn his hair in the fire with the Korbanos. That's what the Mishnah assumes right now. And Rabbi Meir, Omer HaKol Meshach HaDachas, no, Rabbi Meir disagrees that everybody, even Chutz Min HaTameh Shevedina Bilvad, the only exception would be a Nazir who's Tameh who shaves outside of Yerushalayim. That, you have Tarte, you need both of those points. So a Nazir shaves his head Betara outside Yerushalayim would still put it in, and that would not be an issue. And a Nazir's Tameh outside Yerushalayim, he's the only exception to the rule. He would not be bringing it in. So the Gemara now says, "No tell sar rosh nizro." You would take the hair of the nazir. Tanur rabbanan. We learn in Braisa. Ve'achar kach no tell es harotev. Afterwards, he would take some of the sauce, literally, that the after bringing the korban shlamim. So then the Braisa is telling us that they describe the procedure up until this point. After that, he would take the sauce of the shlamim, ve'nosin or the fat, whatever that is, the oily part of it, ve'nosin al sar rosh nizro, and he puts it on the hair of the Nazir's head, and he puts it beneath the pot of the shlamim, and he burns it. Because you can't do the shlamim itself, because that'd be burning kachim, and not that I waste the kachim, but apparently the rotev, the saucy part of it is okay. If you put it beneath the pot of the chatas or the asham, he would also be yotze his obligation. So says the Gemara, asham bin Nazir tahor mi'ika. Is there an asham korban in a Nazir tahor? Obviously not. So what is the Braisa telling us when it says that he can be fulfilling his obligation by burning the hair beneath the pot of the Asham? You don't have it, Bechlal. Amar Rav Achikamar, V'im Nazir Tameh Meshaleach Tachas Adud Shal Asham Yatza. If Nazir Tameh, he threw his hair beneath the pot of the Asham, then you'd be Yotze. So, l'chor, this is our problem, though, because Nazir Tameh brings an Asham along with the Torah Minayona, that the two birds, one for Chatas and one for an Ola, after he's doing the Tahara process. However, he doesn't bring a shlamim. So according to the opinion that a Nazir Tameh puts his hair beneath the pot, so obviously he would be putting it beneath the Asham. There's no other option. So why is the Braisa say that he puts it beneath the Asham? He's going to fulfill his obligation, implying that it's preferable for him to do it somewhere else. There is nowhere else to put it. So that's the Shaila. Rishon aren't bothered by this. Or Chorin aren't bothered by this. So one answer, let's just do one answer, we'll go right there, that the Braisa is following the sheet that a Nazir Tameh doesn't put his hair on the pot at all because he's required to bury it. That's the one sheet. So that would be an answer. There'd be no kasha from that. Fine. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter Minan Mile. So that would be that. There'd be Yotze. Now the Gemara says Minan Mile. So where do we learn this halacha? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Asher Tachas Zevach Hashlamim. The pasuk says the Nazir should take his head and put it on the fire that is beneath the shlamim. Miziv Choye Tachtav. That's teaching that the korban should be beneath, literally placed beneath it itself. I mean, the Zevach is an extra word. So this is referring to that beneath the korban of the shlamim, there should be something else there. We're understanding that is the rotev. However, if you put it beneath the pot of the chatas by accident, or whatever, even with the evidence, it's going to be yotze. My time, what's the reason for that? Amarkra zevach, l'rabos is chatas ve'asham, the lashon of zevach teaches you that's including a chatas and asham, that's acceptable for this point. But you already told us that this extra word of zevach is for the sauce. How can we teach us another halacha from the same lashon over here? You can't learn two things from the same riboy. So says the Gemara, Imke Limakra Mirotev Ashlamim. The Pasuk should have said explicitly from the sauce of the Shlamim and place it on the fire. My Zevach. What is the lashon of Zevach, the korban, actual bringing of the sacrifice? Shmamina l'rabos chatas v'asham. We're learning from here, it's including the chatas and asham, that that would be a method which is acceptable for having his hair being put into the fire. V'imakula l'chatas v'asham l'asham. But maybe say that the entire lashon of Zevach is telling you to teach you that a chatas and asham, how can we learn an extra lach with regards to the rotev from the same word? Imke lema shlamim v'zevach. The pasuk should have said, shlamim or another korban. My Zevach hashlamim. Was it teaching us Zevach HaShlamim, Shamina Tarte, that we're able to learn two halachas from this? Fine, says the Gemara, Vaitar Tan Rabbanan Hakol Ayu Mashalchin Tachas Adud. The Rabbanan taught me that all Nazirim would be able to put their hair beneath the pot. Chutz Mitame Shigilach Medina, that was Rabbi Meir. Nei Shisar Nikbar, because it says explicitly over here, it's a good answer. I don't know why it was a question, but all that the sorrow was Nikbar Div Rabbi Meir. Biudo Meir Taurim Kan Vekan Ayu Mashalchin. The Nazirim that were tar, whether they were here in Yerushalayim or there, they would put it beneath the pot. Tmeim kan v'kan lo ayim shalchen, and they, the tmeim were not, whether they're here or over there, they would not be doing it. So v'chachamim omrim akol lo ayim shalchen tachas adud, chutz min atar shem mikdash shacham, disagree, and they say all Nazirim would not put it beneath the pot, except for the Nazir who was tar, who shaved his head in the base of mikdash, shenasek mitzvasov, because that was done in the correct place, in the correct order, so I mean, in the correct place, really. If you done it in Yerushalayim, he was able to bring it. We see over here, by the way, that the Lashon of Mikdash in the Braisa is referring to the entire city of Yerushalayim. That's the Shaila. When the Rama mentions Mikdash, that's a famous thing, is that the, right, because we know that the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem, for Shiva, Vismat Lifnei Hashem Shivas Yamim, by the Lulav, to which the Gemara is a drasha, that by Mikdash, for all 7 days, was it the Araisa. So that's the Shaila. Some want to understand, I think Nazir Simshon, other Acharim and the Rambam want to understand that when he says Mikdash, all seven, that maybe even all of the old city of Yerushalayim. So there's a Chumra like that. I think Rav Yasha was Machmir. That's all for that. That to assume that that shaking the Lulav in Yerushalayim has to be the actual old city. Not people very mistakenly think that the walls of Migdal David have to do with the old city of Yerushalayim. That is not part of the old city of Yerushalayim. If you walk further in, they actually have the wall from the time of Bayis Rishon. They have the remnants of the wall, which I've mentioned this a few times already. It's a fascinating thing because there they found that the pasuk says that, right, Yeshayahu tells Chizkiyahu Melech that there's going to be no arrows shot from when Sancheriv was there. So, and they ended up being a crazy plague, and they found no arrows. They found arrows from periods before, periods after the period of Sancheriv, they found zero arrows. The Kiyum of the Pasuk and Navi, living Tanakh over there. Anyway, so that wall is by like the Chor. If you walk in the old city over there, right next to where kids are playing, the playground there, they have the wall over there. That's the wall of the old city, and it goes down towards, obviously, Makom Mikdash, and then obviously, Ir David also had a part of it, was the old city. That's the Din Daresa, potentially. So there was the Machra, Vayasha was Machra. I once heard, I don't know if this is true, and they asked the Rishkra, oh, you don't hold that Diak in the Rabbim, and he says, I do. But I have so much anxiety that I'm mevatel mitzvah to say on the first day. He has all the chubrisker chumras and every type of thing in the world that he could try to figure out for shaking his lulav and esrog. It's like, I have so much anxiety and the mevatel mitzvah on the first day. I'm going to be machnes myself for another, obviously, you know, Shabbos doesn't count. The other 6 days I'm going to be machnes myself into this problem. So therefore I don't come into, I don't know if that story is true. It would be mistaber that I could hear the brisker saying something like that. Anyway, let's do the next Mishnah and then we'll finish up over here. The Mishnah continues discussing the Nazir is concluding. What do you do when he was done? He would take the shlamim if he wanted to cook them a lot, like an overcooking. The Kohen takes literally the foreleg of the shlamim and the ram, and he has one challah which was matzah, rather. It was not, obviously, you didn't let it become chametz from the basket. And so v'notan at kape anazir manifan. He puts it on the nazir's palms and he waves them. Hutar anazir lishtos yain l'tamei l'mesim. So here, after that point, the nazir is mutter to drink wine and to be able to be matay l'mesim after he finishes the entire thing, meaning the tiglachas, the tara, shaving, and the korbanos of all three of the animals, and the waving of the korbanos, the tenufa, the anafa. So then the nazir is going to be removed from he's no longer a Nazir. He's no longer the Isra Nazir. It's no longer apply to him. And now turning on to Menvevon Alav, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevan Shenizrak Alav, Echad Min Adam, no, even just one. The blood of one of the Karbanos was thrown on his Beach. Hutar Nazir Lishtos, B'yayin L'tam L'meisim. He thinks at that point, when he says, V'yachar Kach Yishta Nazir Yayin, that the Nazirs are lifted just after one of the of one of the concluding things are done, at that point, that would be enough. Okay, Be'er Hashem will pick up with the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Mirtz Hashem, on tomorrow's stuff.